Welcome to the Are Your Hands Full podcast, a step-by-step parenting podcast for your Jewish family. My name is Dr. S. Yaroslavitz, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Please check out the most recent Are Your Hands Full download at www.handsfullchinuch.com. That's handsfullchinuch.com. Welcome to a new development on the Nishmosaini Hotline. This series will be devoted to parenting and behavior management and will be specifically devoted to children with special needs. There are endless possibilities while parenting a child with special needs, especially when parents learn to apply custom-tailored behavior management methods to their children's chinuch. But first, a little background about myself, which will help you understand the direction in which I am approaching this hotline. My name is Dr. Sari Yaroslavitz. I, too, am a mother of a child with special needs, a daughter. Her name is Rachi. She was born 40 years ago with multiple special needs that resulted from an extremely virulent case of viral pneumonia at birth, which she miraculously survived. At that time, there was almost no help for parents of children like my daughter, and sadly, many such children and their parents got lost in a vacuum created by indifferent doctors and clinicians and well-meaning people who assured us that our children wouldn't amount to much of anything and that it wasn't a good idea to invest oneself into these children if nothing good was going to come out of them anyway. So I found myself at the age of 22 being told that Rachi wouldn't be able to become anything because of diagnoses that included total deafness resulting from atrophied cochlea, no balance due to atrophy of the eighth cranial nerves, legal blindness, and autism. This combination of disabilities was, according to top physicians in their fields, a recipe for an individual who could never learn anything, and it was therefore recommended that we provide her with a comfortable place to live without investing energy into her development. For those of you who have never heard this story, there is a separate recording on the Nishmosaini Hotline which will provide some details of how these doctors' prophecies were the furthest thing from the truth and that I am now, Baruch Hashem, a grandmother of three normally developing, healthy, hearing, marvelous children who have resulted from this special daughter, who we were told would never learn anything. How did this all happen? Long story. And the title of the long story is always, Hashem can do whatever he wants. But there's a subtitle. And the subtitle is, Harbe Shluchim Yesh Lamakom. Hashem has many messengers. Although there were many messengers that Hashem put in place that allowed this miracle to occur, the first one who reached out just a tiny bit of hope to me was a woman who is no longer alive. She was a speech therapist in Manhattan who specialized in teaching the hearing impaired to lip read. Her name was Adele Markowitz. I met Adele when Rachi was 18 months old. Up until that time, I had gone from doctor to doctor, therapist to therapist, and no one was willing to work with her or offer any hope. Adele was the first person who was willing to say to me, if you follow my method and do what I ask you to do, I am willing to work with your daughter. At that point, I was so lost and so desperate that I agreed to do whatever she wanted. The alternative of not being able to find someone who was willing to work with Rachi was simply not something I was willing to consider. And that is how I, who, by the way, had just graduated accounting school and had no prior knowledge of anything to do with children of special needs, got involved with behavior management. Adele was all about behavior. She worked alone. This was before ABA. This was before floor time or sunrise programs. Adele had her own thoughts that she had developed on her own, and she was not interested in sharing these methods with anyone other than parents of children who were diagnosed with hearing loss. She believed that a child could be trained to do more than those at the time believed was possible. Something like Annie Sullivan. And she was right. I became hooked. The process was not an easy one. Rachi resisted the behavioral strategies for the first 3 years that I brought her for sessions. But we both hung in there together, and slowly, with every day being a bit better than the day before, a child began to emerge. I can never adequately describe the impact that this woman had on Rachi's life and on my life as well. So time passed, life continued, Nisim happened, surgeries happened, Yeshuas happened. Other therapists slowly got on board to help me complete a program that still involved traveling to Manhattan from Flatbush for sessions with Adele every day. And at the center of all of this frenetic activity was Adele's behavioral plan that slowly shaped Rachi. It wasn't easy, but every day was a day in the finite amount of days, which is approximately 7,000, that we get to bring any child from birth to adulthood. When Rachi was 9 years old, I began to breathe. I was also hooked on the idea that the only reason my daughter was emerging as an individual in her own right was because Adele had pushed the process and not allowed the child's resistance to intimidate her. After much searching, I found other speech therapists and physical therapists and shadows and reading specialists who were willing to work past Rachi's resistance and follow Adele's methods. Those therapists, and only those therapists, were indeed the ones who successfully taught Rachi to walk, read, play with others, write, attend school in the mainstream, and even ride a bike. No balance, remember? But I couldn't, for the life of me, find an occupational therapist who fit that bill. None of them were willing to push Rachi past her comfort level. I was bothered by this because there were a myriad of occupational skills that were critical for Rachi to learn, and I couldn't find anyone who could teach them to her. It was at that point, because I knew that after my experiences raising Rachi, I would never be an accountant, and because I desperately needed an OT for her, that I decided to go back to school and become an OT myself. OT school was both helpful and disappointing. Although I learned so much about occupational therapy methods and how skills are taught, which was helpful for Rachi, there was no discussion about how children's behaviors or behavioral changes impact performance. When I completed my master's, I went into private practice. I ran a private practice which incorporated some of the strategies that I learned from Adele into my OT sessions. The results were amazing. As the years went by, many of the parents of my clients asked me to help them use behavior management on the normally developing siblings of their children with special needs. This proved to be so successful that I went back to school for my doctorate in family health, and subsequently I put together an adaptive behavioral program for children who were developing typically. This program, known as the Hands Full program, started in the form of courses that I taught to mothers and private sessions that I did with mothers and fathers, and morphed into recordings, books, audiobooks, and will very shortly be available in the form of a quick reference guide. The reason I was willing to create a universal program that could be used for children who are developing typically is because, in general, children who develop normally follow a common developmental and behavioral trajectory for the most part, and indeed the program, if followed correctly by mother and father, works beautifully. Throughout all of this, I would get occasional requests to write a book or to develop a behavioral program for parents who are raising children with special needs. I was reluctant to do this because every child with special needs is so unique that it didn't make sense to put together a one-size-fits-all approach. And by following the rule that one may never develop a shita based on one's own experiences, I was never willing to put my experience with Rachi's behavioral development out there and posit that this could work for others as well. So, Hands Full remained Hands Full, a step-by-step guide providing behavioral instruction for children who are developing typically. And here we are. I am a mother of a successful child with special needs. I am also the creator of the Hands Full program, which is tailored for children who are developing normally. And along comes Nishma Saini and asks me to somehow put this all together and create a hotline for you. After much thought, I decided that this endeavor is definitely worth a try. Not in the conventional sense of the word. Not in the sense that I'm going to teach you a program and tell you that it will definitely be the right thing for your child. Obviously, I can't do that. But maybe we can do something else. Do you have a question about your own specific child's behaviors? Have you explored the Hands Full program and wonder if it can be adapted for your child's special needs? Are you wondering about the theory behind the Hands Full program and why it is so important for children, especially as our world transitions from democratic to liberal to even woke or cancel culture? Do you feel that we have to do something for our children and the future generations so that the concept that authority provides security for children doesn't get lost forever? I'll be happy to address all of these questions and whatever else is on your mind. Please don't be shy. Obviously, all questions are going to be answered anonymously. You don't have to tell me who you are. And if I feel that I need any extra information, I will say so on the hotline. So, by all means, looking forward to hearing from you. The number to reach us at is 718-759-1111. Option 9 and then 1. And Hamaspik will forward me all the messages. Looking forward to hearing from you. Let's make this a group project. All the best and have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening to my podcast. My name is Dr. S. Yaroslavitz, and I am the director of Hands Full, which is committed to the provision of community education in the area of behavior management and cognitive development of children. I look forward to hearing from you with any questions that you have. And remember, no matter how impossible things may seem, the Earth will continue rotating on its axis.